The winter of 1752 was one of the worst Philadelphia had seen. Food was scarce, and the snow was deep. The terrible cold froze animals as they stood in the fields. In a cabin just outside the city, Betsy Griscom was born on January 1st. She joined the large family of Samuel and Rebecca Griscom. Samuel worked in Philadelphia as a carpenter, as his father and grandfather had done. Samuel built homes and furniture for the growing city. Philadelphia was the largest city in Pennsylvania, one of 13 colonies in America owned by Great Britain. It was also the largest city in all the American colonies. People had been coming to America from England for more than 100 years. In England, they could not always worship how they wanted to. They came to the colony so that they could follow their own religious traditions. Samuel and Rebecca's parents had made that trip across the Atlantic Ocean. The Griscoms were members of the Society of Friends, a Christian group also known as Quakers. The Quakers believed in a simple life. They wanted to work, worship, and raise their families. Twice a week, Betsy went to Quaker services with her family. At home, Betsy helped her mother and sisters with many chores, including stacking firewood, sweeping the rooms, and washing dishes. Quaker children wore very plain clothing. Betsy wore long, dark dresses, usually with long sleeves, and she always wore a bonnet on her head. The older girls sometimes wore mob caps instead, which looked like small mushrooms. When Betsy was born, the Griscoms already had five daughters: Deborah, Susanna, Sarah, Rebecca, and Mary. Two other Griscom children had died while infants. Betsy was the eighth child. In time, Betsy's parents would go on to have five more daughters and four sons, all but one of whom died very young. In all, only eight of the Griscoms' 17 children survived infancy and grew up to be adults. When Betsy was just a few years old, Samuel moved his family into the bustling city of Philadelphia. He built a large home with 11 rooms for his growing family. Unlike most religions of the time, Quakers believed both girls and boys should be educated. When Betsy was about six, she started school. She went to a Quaker school run by a teacher named Rebecca Jones. The students learned to read and do arithmetic. They went to class 5 days a week, and then again on Saturday mornings. Along with their regular lessons, the girls learned how to sew and make clothing. In the 1700s, most families made their own clothing. Betsy learned even more about sewing from her great-aunt Sarah Griscom, who owned her own business making women's corsets.